Yesterday, I was on the phone. I was taking an order. A woman had called in from Seattle for some of the stain solver, and she was going to use it to clean her deck. And some, we just got to talking somehow because I told her that I'm going to be in Seattle in about a month for a conference, blah, blah, blah. And she said, well, gosh, you know, she said, I was just in Cincinnati. And she has a friend here that lives up in Westchester. And this friend of her husband, evidently he's some kind of expert about buying cars on eBay. And he's starting a radio show today. And I don't know where it is. I don't believe it's at this station. But anyway, and it potentially should be. I mean, it sounded like a pretty interesting show. But the point was, I was the guy was kind of excited because it was his first radio show. And I started to explain to her how it took me a long time to learn how to do radio. It's really pretty hard. I know you're going to say that can't be so. And what's hard about it is when you talk to a normal person, even if it's on the phone or you're just in a room with them and you're with somebody and you're talking, having a conversation, you get both visual and audio clues as to how to pace the conversation. In other words, somebody will be, you'll talk and they'll nod their head or they'll say, oh yeah, you know, uh-huh. And you'll even hear that on the phone. And a good example is this. Let's imagine you and I are having a conversation, and I'm talking, blah, 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 and I notice that you look down at your watch, and you kind of look away, and, you know, your eyes are going back and forth. So I'm thinking, like, oh, my gosh, I must be boring. This person must be, like Ryan right now. He's yawning, you know. He's like, geez, oh, Pete, Tim, let's go to a commercial break. You're boring me. So anyway, you know, you get those clues so you know how to pace your conversation. Well, in radio, it's just you and the microphone, and it's a lot harder than you think. And what I always tell people is, if you want to see how to do it, is, and you're just kind of curious, just go into a room. If you've got some type of tape recording device, just go into a room by yourself, no one around, and start to talk about something you really like, one of your hobbies. I don't care what it is. Maybe you're a sports fanatic, whatever it might be. Just start talking for 10 or 15 minutes, and that'll give you an idea what it's like to do a radio show. It's not as easy as you might think.